Hello, Pod family. Welcome to Parenting Corner with Oluwapelumi Janet. I just had a super splendid week. Yes, this is the second week in the month. And you know what that means, right? It is the Future a Parent series. And on the first episode of this series, I have a wonderful mom with me. I call her Mommy T-Boy. She's a mother of two boys. And today, she'll be sharing with us how parenting has been so far. What I heard versus what was delivered and many more. Join me as I welcome Mommy T-Boy. You are welcome, ma.
Thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you in this corner. By the way, she has also been listening to Parenting Corner to our various episodes, and we really appreciate you for that, ma.
Thank you.
All right, straight away to the interview. Can we meet you, ma?
I am Mrs. Adelugba Joyce, married to Mr. Idewo Adelugba. Like she said earlier, I'm a mother of two. Yeah, two boys, wonderful boys. They're doing better than me. Yeah, thank you.
All right, so good to meet you, Ma. Yeah, she's a mother of two lovely boys. So, Ma, how has parenting journey actually been for you?
The parenting journey will be 10 this year.
Wow.
In 2 months' time, I'll be on this journey for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll be celebrating our first decade on this journey.
Beautiful.
In June.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a great one. So, well, it has not been rosy all the way. Sure, before the wedding, before the marriage, there were expectations, but life, they say, happens. But so far, it's been fine. Yeah.
Wow, that's so good to hear. It's been 10 years, that's a decade. Wow, that's so beautiful. So basically, talking about parenting now, parenting in itself, parenting of the two boys, what were your expectations? Like, many people are singles, there's this expectation of parenting and you just feel everything will just be perfect. You just feel as if, okay, I'll just do this and do this and everything will just work. So what were your expectations and how did you really turn out at the end of everything?
Okay, well, before we got married, my expectations were like, okay, I was like, I wanted 4 kids. I wanted to have 4 kids.
Wow.
Yeah. And I actually planned to get married quite earlier than I did. I wanted to get married at 24.
Okay.
I graduated at 22. So I was like, I'll get married at 24. By 30, I'll get married 24. I'll have my first child 25. And then, like that, by 30, I should be through. But it did not work out that way, as we needed to hustle a little and, you know, all of that. So eventually, I got married some years after that. And then, thankfully, within the first year of marriage, I had my first child, C1, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted a girl initially. Aww. When I was pregnant, I wanted a girl, but in between I changed my mind and I began to pray, God, please, I want a boy. And so God so kind, it happened that way. When it came to the family, it was a bundle of joy and all that. Then it was adorable, lovely at that early stage, you know. But as time went on, I began to grow. We began to, like, you know, see some
things
like, you know, when you just plant a flower, as it pops up, it looks beautiful. Yeah. But along the line, you notice maybe weeds coming on and all that. So that's where the gardener comes in, and then you do some pruning, some weeding, and all of that. So that was that. And then some years later, the second one was supposed to come earlier, but something, one or two things, and it wasn't as fast as we intended. But 5 years down the line, it came around, and I realized that no two children are equally the same.
That's right.
So every child comes with their own package. So while parents might want to expect that the child should do like this one, it doesn't work out like that. Every child has his or her own nature,
peculiarities,
yes, temperaments and the like. Thank you.
Wow, that's interesting. I'm coming back to that. Every child really has their own personalities and their own temperament. Okay, so far, I know T-boys, they are still really small, very young. But how have you been able to handle disagreement? Because myself, I can't deal. When I see two siblings fighting, I really don't know what to do, who to support, what to say, and all that. So how have you been able to handle disagreements between the two boys?
All right. Initially, because of the age gap between them, okay, one would expect the older to tolerate the younger. But children will always be children. So sometimes when I used to see him like scold his younger brother, I'll be like, stop that, don't do that. But eventually I realized that the small one sometimes we'll looks for on that. So I'll be like, okay, beat him. So I gave him the permission. Initially I indulged him, but later when I realized the other one was like taking it as his so that was it. Then I also talked to him and I'll tell him, you have to respect your brother, and then talk to the other one, you are this number of years older than him, so it's not as wise as you are, it's not as strong as you are. So you need to indulge him, tolerate him, and even if you have to spank him, it has to be age appropriate. Yeah.
Okay, so what if it was the case that it was T-boy one that was at fault, or it's just this normal band of children and they're just fighting something that is really insignificant? Do you just take your eyes off it, or you just, I don't know, what do you do?
Yes, the toys they have were initially T1's toys, and then with the coming of T2 we got some more toys, but they were not as much as the one of T1. So there's this
fight
struggle, claiming of rights. This is mine and this is yours. To come in, I would say you are older than these toys. You're older than these toys. You shouldn't be playing with these. And even if you must play with them, you should realize that he's younger and his attention span is less. So when he plays with a particular toy or some toys for a few minutes, he gets distracted and he wants to try another one. So just give him a few moments and then you take over your toys, so to say, and sometimes it works, sometimes they drag, and sometimes I put my mouth into it, sometimes I just ignore them, let them do their thing.
Yeah. Wow, that's beautiful. When you watch two siblings fight, sometimes personally I just take my eyes off it, because sometimes when I'm talking to this person, does not want to listen, this other person who wants to prove right, so go and do whatever you want to do. So okay, that's fine, ma. So the next thing I really want to talk about is time management. How have you been able to manage the time? To be very honest, I'm not the parent presently, but the little exposure I have, I know it can be time consuming. So have you been able to manage the time with other things, with personal things and even spiritual things?
All right. Before now, I was into paid employment. So what worked for me then was I used to wake up very early. I wake up very early, pray, have my devotion, and then quickly go to the kitchen, drop something on the fire. Meanwhile, I used to do most of my cookings weekends. Okay. So I cook and stock for the week in the freezer, yeah. And then in between the week or during the week, I wake up, do my devotion, quickly go to the kitchen, put the food on the fire, go back in, and then everybody wakes up. We have a family devotion, and from there we prepare and all of us rush out. Then when we come back in the evening, when I close from work, I'll pick them from school, and then we'll come back home. When we get home, I just look for something light to give them, And then after that, we do their take home. After they take home, they rest a little. And I start fixing dinner immediately. If it's on a service day, they have to eat before going to church. So max by 6, they've had their dinner. And then we go to church, come back, and that'll be it.
How was the stress like on you? Was it too stressful, more than you can handle? Did you envisage it even before marriage that it was going to be like that?
Well, I wouldn't say I envisaged it. Okay, yeah, I didn't see it this way. I didn't see it coming. Although with my previous employment, when it was just T1, he had to stay with my mom for some years, so we're bringing him home weekends. So that time it wasn't as stressful. But with the two of them, and then with my former job, it was quite stressful. Sometimes I had to bring some things from work to do at home, and then it had to spill into the midnight and all that. So it was tough, really, but God has been my strength.
All right, thank God for that. Okay, so coming back to the temperament issue, Ma, have you been able to undo the two boys with their various temperaments? Have you been able to? And do you give them the same instruction? Do you do the same thing? Like, how have you been able to handle that temperament thing?
Wow. This is a dicey one, I would say. Well, like I said earlier, no two children are of the same temperament. God made everyone special and in a peculiar way. Looking at T1, I would say it took just a little of my temperament. I got to know about temperaments when I was in my mid-year in school. So I really read about it. It helped me in my relationship with my roommates, with my classmates, and with my senior colleagues when I did my IT. And also I read about, it also helped me, you know, in marriage. Yes, when I was planning for my wedding, my marriage, I already knew a lot about temperament. So I kind of had a prepared mindset. So when T1 came and it started growing, I just knew, okay, this one's temperament is this. And then when the other one came, I saw that both of them have different temperaments. So managing the temperaments. When I look at one do like this, I'll be like, it's his temperament. But we don't say because this is the temperament, then you just allow there. Each temperament has its excesses. Yeah. So we don't allow the excesses to just go by. Yeah. We need to check them in the children as they come. The excesses should be curbed. So that eventually, because childhood, it's all about like the foundation. We take a child as a human. So the childhood stage is like the foundation stage. So whatever is not gotten at that stage can affect the overall building. So when a builder is building a house, the rough edges are smoothened, you know, you cross the T's, you dot the I's, and that's just it.
All right, Ma, thank you so much, Ma. All right, so moving to the next question. Okay, so what discipline measure do you carry out? Like two children, like you said earlier, children are different. And some children that if you want to spank them, you're just wasting your time. Some other children is what you say. So what discipline measure do you carry out for T1 and T2? What do you do and how has it helped so far?
Well, for T1, initially, I would say we don't just use a one method. I would say we use a blend of methods. The dad's temperament is different from mine. The dad is on the top side and I'm not, so the dad handles it like very, very tough. But for me, I talk to him, give him instructions, give him time limits, and then if he fails to fulfill it, sometimes I give him another chance. At other times, I scold him, I spank him. For the other one, it's quite calm, maybe because he's young or younger, maybe he's still learning. So I realized that he tends to copy what the elder one is doing. So sometimes I tell him, the small one, he has a naughty corner in the room. He goes to the naughty corner and faces the wardrobe. There he has his chart and he begins to read it and he stays there for some time. Then for the older one, he kneels down, raises his hand. He doesn't like that, so he has to do that. And sometimes he receives grounding, like sometimes he's grounded from watching the TV for some time. At other times, he has to like sweep the house and do some house chores. House chores shouldn't be means of punishment, but sometimes, yes, he has to do it. So, and sometimes I'll try it caning. That's it.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Like we always say, just pick out the discipline measure that is very good for your child. All right, ma. So, okay, we're going to be coming to the end of the interview, but I really want to know, spiritually, how have you been able to help them spiritually, to grow spiritually? Like, what has been the plan, and how has it been working?
Okay, well, the Bible says that we should train up our children in the way of the Lord, so that when they grow old, they will not depart from it. I grew up from a family where my dad wasn't born again. It was only my mom. And I know how hard she tried, you know, to put us in the way of the Lord. She always prayed for us, you know, took us to church, even sometimes with our own money and all that. So, and by the grace of God, we turned out good. So for my kids, I want to see them grow up as pillars in the kingdom of God. And so far, we pray for them, my husband and I, we pray for them. We do our own devotion sometimes first, and then wake them up for the family devotion. So they have their devotionals, which is explained to them, you know, it's in their own language. And then we pray with them, also give them roles. They lead the prayers in the house, they lead. We tell them to ask, look at the needs in the family. They also pray for other people, relatives, brethren, the pastor, virtually on daily basis. And then we also ensure that they go to the house of God. They know when to go. They know how important it is. And then listen attentively to the word of God. So when they come back, we also ask them questions, what they gained and all of that. And we also pray for them, you know, telling God the kind of life we want for them. And sometimes preach to them personally. Maybe when they do wrong, we can use the word of God to also correct them, giving them biblical examples.
Wow, that's really rare and interesting. That's very beautiful, Ma. All right, Ma. So I would want to know, what are the challenges you faced in parenting? Just few challenges, and how have you been able to manage around them?
Okay. Sometimes maybe challenges based on compliance. Sometimes when you correct a child and the child is, you know, still proving stubborn, it hurts as a parent. Or sometimes when you correct and the child is, you know, crying or feeling really bad, maybe after being spanked. So the soft part of one will want to, like, you know, feel but like, no, you have, sometimes you have to just be firm, take your stand, and ensure the child complies without you compromising. That's one. Then okay, we also have sometimes maybe falling expectation, you know, having put a child through something, and then, or taught a child or instructed a child to do certain things, and this child still goes ahead and does something contrary or falls below expectation, that's a challenge. You know, when you expect so much from the child with much endowment or whatever, and you're getting less in return, that's a challenge.
Even parents themselves, what advice would they love to give to us? Just like a parting word for us.
All right, so the future mothers and to the moms already, I would say that a parenting journey is not a bed of roses. I would say before you venture into it, you need to count the cost, and then weigh the options. Am I ready for this? Make sure you have to be emotionally ready, because if you just feel it's like what you watch, you know, in home videos and all that, you might get the shock of your life. So just get your mindset, be prepared spiritually, financially, emotionally, and have all it takes with God's grace. You could also have your plans, set your standards, but with God everything will work out fine. Yeah, so as you go on in the journey, it's just like you're driving on the road, there will be bumps. When you meet bumps, it doesn't mean you should stop your journey. Go over them. There could be flat tires, pick up the pieces and continue. And one important thing I would say, if you have a good support system, that will be a plus for you. Yeah, I have a very good support system, and that has been very helpful for me. I wish you all the best as you prepare for the parenting journey, or as you journey on in this way. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ma'am. That's very profound. Before we go into parenting, you know, many of us, we just think about having cute children, displaying them probably on social media, and having the whole world see how beautiful they are. But before that, you want to count the cost. Are you ready for it? Are you emotionally prepared? Are you spiritually prepared? Are you prepared in every way? Financially prepared? All these are very important in raising a very sound and all-grounded child. Thank you so much, ma'am, for coming to Spirited Corner. We really, really appreciate you. Thank you for all your support over time. Really appreciate you, ma.
The pleasure is mine.
Thank you so much, ma. And to all my listeners out there, thank you for the support. Thank you for listening to me on this week's episode of Parenting Corner. Until I come again your way next week, do have a splendid, splendid week. Bye.